huh, all of our phone lines are full. That's interesting. You got something for Free for All Friday?
Hey, I have something to say about that girl that was talking about the fat and ugly people.
Yes.
That was wrong. I think there's too many superficial people in the world. She's the ugliest person I have ever acknowledged in my life, and I think I'm now stupider for listening to her.
Yeah, that was pretty harsh.
That's messed up. Some people can't help their weight, and genetics, I'm sorry, they don't help everybody. She's probably butt-freaking ugly, too.
Bring it. Let's listen to her lay the smackdown on her.
Oh, I want to meet her out in Aggieville somewhere and just tell her how it is, because that's messed up. You don't talk like that about people.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty highly offensive. Would you say it's the most offensive thing that's ever happened on this show? Possibly.
I was very offended. I mean, I have some friends that, you know, they're not Brad Pitt hot or Angelina Jolie gorgeous or anything, but no. I love them because they're good people.
Sure.
That is so. Looks do not make everything. Your looks fade and weight can fluctuate, but who you are inside is all that matters, and she is the most hideous person I have ever, ever heard speak.
Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for letting me vent.
All right.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for Free for All Friday?
Yeah, I think that girl that called in about everybody being ugly and fat.
Yeah.
I think somebody should crack her over the head with a bat.
Are you volunteering?
Actually, I am. I have a Louisville Slugger that would probably be great for that.
Custom fitted for her head?
Yeah, right. Because I think they should hit her in the face just to make her ugly, because she doesn't understand what she was saying. I don't think she comprehends what she's saying when she talks, because she's just like, oh, well, everybody's ugly and fat and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, do you know what you're saying? I mean, what if you were fat and ugly? I mean, how would you like it if somebody come up to you and said, you're fat and ugly, maybe you should lose some weight?
Yeah, unless you've been fat and ugly before and then somehow improved without the help of the Swan. Remember that old show on Fox, the Swan? That was like one of the most obnoxious shows ever for the same reasons. But yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not ugly, but I'm not, you know, I'm not real good with a lady. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just people I get. I'm sure every fat and ugly person that is listening to your show probably just said, okay, where's my golf club?
Nice. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Talk to you later. Hey there, you got something for Free for All Friday?
Actually, I just called to comment on the caller you had on your show a few minutes ago talking about how ugly people need to make themselves look better and there's too many fat people in the world.
Oh, I thought maybe you were calling to talk about how the a-hole became boss. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you think?
I'm sorry. I just think that caller is very wrong. I mean, what does she do? Does she go shopping and compare herself to other women that she sees in the shopping area thinking how much better she is than everybody else? And sure, plastic surgery and makeup can help most of those people, but most of those people are happy the way they are, and the only thing that brings them down in life is people like her constantly comparing them to other people.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I didn't think she was going to be able to get away with that without having 15,000 people calling in to slam her, so we appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey, you got something for Free for All Friday?
Yeah, sure do.
All right, go ahead.
You know, there's a rap group, an old rap group, named Houdini.
Uh-huh.
And they had a song called The Freaks Come Out at Night. I think they ought to change that to The Freaks Come Out on Free for All Friday, because some of these people are crazy. Talking about fat people like that, and man, that's just straight mean.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
You think about politically correct. You don't have to be politically correct. You can be polite.
Yeah.
You can keep your comments to yourself, because I'm sure she was no Paris Hilton. I didn't see her, but I heard her voice, and she didn't sound all that pretty. But anyway, I'm not going to dog her out. But you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks, bro.
Later.
All right.
Hey, you got something for Free for All Friday?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
You know, my daughter goes to school up here on Fort Riley. Mm-hmm. I work up here on Fort Riley. And they can't dress up for Halloween.
They can't?
No, because it will offend some certain kids who don't celebrate Halloween. So my daughter has her Halloween costume and everything, and now she can't even wear it to school. I think that's terrible.
How could it offend people?
I have no idea, but
people who may have skeletons in their family might be upset, or my mom was a witch, you jerk.
Yeah. So my daughter wants to be Tinkerbell, and now she can't even be Tinkerbell for school. Well,
Tinkerbell, actually, to be honest with you, is pretty offensive.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, you know, I have something for the girl who didn't like the fat people.
Okay, I'm sure. I was wondering if you were going to chime in on that. Go ahead.
You know, I think her biggest problem is stupid and shallow people.
That would do it.
I think that could be her issue.
That sums it up. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Anybody else?